Married at First Sight. Chapter 3153. Serenity said, "That's it, Sunny, don't listen to what your eldest aunt says, and don't listen to what your grandparents say. If your father says bad things about your mother and Uncle Louis, don't listen either. They are just jealous." Sunny said, "Auntie, I know, they think I'm young and don't understand anything, but I understand everything." Sunny's heart was like a bright mirror. He knew who was really good to him, and he also knew who was hypocritical. It's just that he was still young and couldn't express many things. Serenity touched Sunny's head. She really needed to tell Liberty to keep Sunny away from the Brown family. That family consisted entirely of dogs who were unable to alter their eating habits. Serenity once rescued Chelsea's youngest son, hoping that Chelsea would change as a result. Before Liberty was with Duncan, Chelsea's attitude towards the two sisters was much better, and she even treated Jessica in return. Now, Chelsea is still the same Chelsea as before. After entering the elevator, Zachary put Sunny down. Sunny held Serenity's hand while holding Zachary's hand. He felt that his parents were not with him, but he has an Uncle Zach and an Aunt Serenity, and he was very happy. There was no feeling of leaving children behind at all. "How's Tatum doing? Has he applied for the job?" Serenity asked Zachary. Zachary said, "Not yet. It means that the re-examination will not take place until tomorrow afternoon. It is just to recruit a chef. The array the Ormond family has set up is like recruiting a prince-in-law. People who are picky pay more attention to chefs. People also have the conditions to choose." Serenity smiled and said, "Has he met Miss Ormond? Has he secretly taken photos? I only saw that he posted his dormitory in the group. He lives in a one-bedroom, unliving house, which is about 70 square meters. I think it's great." The Ormond family's financial resources were obviously strong. Zachary said, "He hasn't seen her. Elora is now the head of the Ormond family, and she is busy." Serenity understood. Zachary was also very busy. After marrying Serenity, in order to take into account her mood and accompany her, he reduced his social activities and returned early in the evening. When Serenity first met Zachary, he came home late at night every day. Every minute and second was money for him. Not only did he have to take care of the company's affairs, but he also occasionally had to take care of his younger brothers. Fortunately, both his biological brother and cousin respect him very much as his eldest brother. With such a good brother, it's worth it for Zachary, the head of the family, to be a little tired. That dormitory is very big for ordinary people. Tatum is used to living in big houses. Zachary didn't say any more. Whether the younger brother was used to it or not, it was his business. Tatum was mentally ready because he decided to work as a chef for Ormond's family. After all, he was going to be a chef, not a young master. He can adapt too. After Zachary was silent for a while, he added, "Grandma threw them all onto a desert island for survival, and they managed to thrive in the most extreme conditions. When working as a chef for the Ormond family, the living environment is much better than on a deserted island. Don't say that he's the younger brother. Give him 2 days, and he'll get used to it. Grandma often said that flowers never last forever. Who can guarantee that the York family will always be wealthy? If they encounter a financial crisis, they may be in dire straits and lose their fortune if they aren't careful. They have experience surviving in harsh environments. Even if the York family is truly bankrupt in the future, they can still survive with their own abilities and strong character. Only when people are alive can they have hope and make a comeback. After Zachary took over the family business, he also understood his grandmother's painstaking efforts to train them. He managed the company with great trepidation, fearing a defeat by the York Corporation. Fortunately, the York Corporation was booming, and the York family's wealth had reached a new level. He should not allow defeat in his hands. The next generation. After his eldest son was born and his grandma was still in good health, he gave his eldest son to his grandma to raise. He believed that his grandma could raise her great-grandson properly. Chapter 3154. Grandma May, I will only pamper my great-grandson. When the elevator went down to the first floor, Zachary hugged Sunny again. Let him go. Serenity said, you dote on him too much. Sunny hugged Zachary's neck and said in a sweet voice, my uncle likes me the most. My aunt is just envious of me. Serenity smiled and pinched his little face. She said, yes, yes, your uncle dotes on you the most. Who doesn't dote on you? Whether it was the York family's elders, Stone family members, or Lewis family members, they all doted on Sunny. To keep Sunny from becoming spoiled, Serenity and Liberty should be more strict with him. Zachary was cold, but he really loved his children. After the child in Serenity's belly is born, she still doesn't know how doted Zachary will be. Sunny said he was his little brother. Although her husband's family hopes that she will have a daughter, they will be equally happy if it is a son. After all, he is the first of his grandchildren, great-grandchildren. The couple is used to going to the Wiltspoon Hotel for dinner. Zachary had already arranged to go there in advance. When they went to the hotel, they didn't have to wait too long before the waiter started serving the food. Sunny was still young and ate by himself. Rice grains often fell all over the table. Occasionally, he expressed a desire for adult feeding. When he couldn't take more than two bites, he pushed the small bowl in front of Serenity and said, Auntie, feed me. Serenity said to him, eat it by yourself first, and then I'll feed you when your aunt is full. Sunny said, I eat very slowly and can't finish it. Auntie, you nourish me. I want my aunt to feed me. I want my aunt to feed me. Serenity looked at her aunt. Watch quietly. Sunny looked at Serenity, then at Zachary. Zachary was still watching the performances of the aunt and nephew. When Sunny looked at him, he quickly picked up a chopstick of food and ate it gracefully, pretending not to notice. It was impossible for Sunny to expect Zachary to help him. Sunny wisely pulled back his small bowl and said honestly, I'll eat it myself. Serenity gave him some food, which he put in his bowl. Sunny, thank you, Auntie. Serenity, eat slowly. She gave Sunny some extra vegetables. Sunny said disgustingly, Auntie, I don't want green vegetables. Green vegetables don't taste good. Serenity said, you have to eat something if it doesn't taste good. Children can't be picky eaters. Sunny looked at Zachary again, who still pretended not to see or hear. Sunny pouted and muttered in a low voice, "It's my mother and aunt who want me to eat vegetables. No one else would ask him to eat vegetables. If he doesn't like eating them, he doesn't have to. Just eat a little. Auntie, please don't bring me more vegetables. I want to eat lobster meat." Sunny compromised. Who told Zachary to fear Serenity and not support Sunny? Sunny could only eat some vegetables that he didn't like. When he grew up, he would definitely not be afraid of his wife. "Serenity, first finish the food in your bowl, and also eat some rice. You can't just eat the food." Sunny pursed his lips and then started eating the food honestly. While eating, he looked at Zachary with contempt in his eyes. Uncle Zachary looked majestic outside. He was followed by his bodyguard uncle wherever he went, and he acted like an emperor. As a result, he was not impressive at all in front of Aunt Serenity. Chapter 3155. After the meal, Zachary asked his bodyguard to take Serenity and Sunny home. He continued with his work. After returning home, Sunny practiced the piano for a while and then went to paint. Serenity was sitting on the sofa, reading a jewelry magazine. They planned to invest in the jewelry industry. Jane had also invested in the jewelry industry and had already begun to make profits. Her own mother designed most of her jewelry. Serenity didn't know how to design jewelry, but Elisa did. Elisa said that she had thought about designing jewelry by herself and opening a jewelry store. It's just that she was too busy pursuing Zachary in the past to focus on making money. In addition, she was the most favored at home. Her parents, brother, and sister-in-law doted on her, so she was never short of money to spend. Every month, all the pocket money her family gave her was money that ordinary people couldn't earn in a lifetime. Later, Serenity invested in a vegetable company, and Elisa temporarily put the jewelry business on hold. Now that they had made money and wanted to invest in other projects, Elisa targeted the jewelry business again. Women's love for jewelry will never go out of style. They believe their business will prosper as long as their jewelry is well designed, doesn't sell fakes, and is genuine. Ring, 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 the call rang. Serenity closed the magazine, picked up her phone, and looked at the caller ID. Liberty was there. She answered quickly. "Serenity, sister, are you done?" "Well, we've settled the deal and we'll sign the contract tomorrow. I just treated them to dinner. Now that I'm back at the company and have some time, I'll give you a call." Serenity said with great distress, "Sister, don't be too tired and pay attention to rest. As far as I know, I usually go back to rest after 10:30 p.m. Good health is the capital of revolution." Liberty really wanted to start the business right away and make it bigger, but she couldn't bear to lose her health, and Sunny was still very young. Nothing could happen to her. "Serenity, sister, try to rest before 11:30 p.m. and don't stay up too late. As long as the business is settled, congratulations, sister, for closing another business deal." Liberty smiled. "This is not a big deal, but the company has just been established. Whether it is a big deal or a small business, it will be good if we can sign it. It is a small business now, but it will become a big business in the future. Catherine is competing for business with me. It should be said that Catherine and I are competing for business. Because her newly established company was involved in industries that were targeted by the Feral Group, she wanted to grab business. Serenity encouraged Liberty. Catherine has not been back for a long time, and she has not yet fully established herself. In fact, she is not much better than you. Come on, sister, you can definitely beat her. Liberty smiled and said, I admire Catherine very much. If there were no hatred from our ancestors, I think we could become good friends. Oh, she is our elder. Serenity was silent and then said, we may really have a hostile relationship with her, unless she gives up and breaks away from the Feral family. She also had a very good impression of Catherine. Catherine was the biological daughter of the Feral family, but Catherine's outlook on life and behavior differed from the Feral family's. Chapter 3156. Catherine, on the other hand, was the biological daughter of the Feral family head. If the current head of the Feral family killed the previous one, it was inevitable that Serenity and others would have a hostile relationship with Catherine. After Liberty was silent for a short time, she asked, where is Sunny? Serenity, after we came back, he practiced the piano. Now he's painting. Liberty, there are no homework assignments in kindergarten. Serenity said with a smile, whatever homework he has now, it doesn't take a minute to complete it. He just takes a pen, circles, and draws a line. At his current age, in kindergarten, he mainly focuses on having fun. Sunny wanted to write, which was a task assigned to Sunny. Although children were having fun in kindergartens, those children who entered the most expensive and best kindergartens in Wiltspoon were from rich or noble families. Many of them would later become family heirs, and their families would hire one-on-one tutors for them. Any one of Sunny's classmates knew a lot of words. Even at a young age, he was already versatile. Serenity didn't want Sunny to lose at the starting line, so she naturally assigned some tasks to Sunny, including writing a red book and learning music, chess, poetry, and painting. Sunny was also interested in those things. He was quite artistic and could draw quite beautifully. His art teacher said that he was very courageous and pursued innovation. Serenity, do you want to ask Sunny to answer the phone? Liberty said, I'll ask him to answer the phone later. Serenity, in the evening, do you have anything to talk to me about? It's nothing. I just want to remind you to watch out for Brother Duncan and make sure he doesn't disappear. After I picked up Sunny, I took him to Lewis and Co. Sunny returned from school every day and enjoyed visiting Lewis and Co. Brother Duncan stated that he was going to the York Corporation to discuss a project with Zachary, so he went there with us. When we were going out, we met Ms. Gerard. Her husband passed away many years ago. She took over all his business. She also has a son. The son is about 8 or 9 years old now. Ms. Gerard entered into marriage at a relatively young age, and her current age is not excessive. At most, she is 2 or 3 years older than you. I noticed that Ms. Gerard had a bright look in her eyes when she looked at Brother Duncan. It was different. She may like Brother Duncan. Of course, this is just my personal guess. It may be that I am too sensitive. Sister, you're not in Wiltspoon right now, and you can't leave because of the situation in Jensburg. I'm worried, what if Ms. Gerard really likes Brother Duncan, and you're not here, and Brother Duncan is snatched away. Serenity feared that others would steal or ruin her sister's happiness. The first marriage ended in divorce. With great difficulty, Liberty was willing to marry again. Duncan was also a man worthy of Liberty's trust for life. He was also very good to Sunny, treating her like his own son. Serenity felt relieved after leaving Liberty, the mother, and the son in Duncan's hands. Liberty was a little surprised. She didn't expect Serenity to come to her and talk about this. Liberty said confidently, "Duncan's family background and his personal wealth and assets are impressive enough. It's not surprising that some people like him. But I believe Duncan will not betray me. If he is snatched away, it is not my true love, so just let me go. I didn't want to remarry in the first place. It was Duncan who gave me the idea of remarrying. If someone else truly snatched Duncan away, she wouldn't want to get married again. Even Duncan couldn't trust her, so who else could she trust?" Her previous marriage's pain lingered on. It was Duncan's deep affection that moved her and made her willing to try marriage again. Therefore, if Duncan does not marry her, she will never marry again. Earn her own money, raise her son, and train him well. Once her son marries and has children, she will have the opportunity to retire. While she can still move around, travel around, appreciate places of interest, and taste delicious food everywhere. Chapter 3157. Liberty smiled and said, "I believe Brother Duncan will not like Ms. Gerard. Brother Duncan only has me in his sights. You don't have to worry about me. Having a love rival will be a test for me and Duncan. Saren, you don't need to actively monitor her. Let nature take its course. If Ms. Gerard can capture Duncan, I have nothing to say. If she can't capture him, she might come to me." Liberty had experience dealing with love rivals. Before she divorced Hank, when Hank and Jessica were together, didn't she never lose? She initiated the divorce first. A single grain of sand had no place in her eyes. Since Hank didn't care about her, he was very stingy with her, but he was very generous to his mistress. She helped them. Divorce was not necessarily bad, and back then she was living a good life. Although she had Serenity's assistance, even without it, she could have survived the difficult days of divorce. After experiencing a failed marriage, Liberty has long since woken up. Women, whether before or after marriage, must have their own jobs and incomes. Don't pin all their hopes on men. Don't just focus on their family, lose themselves, and be out of touch with society. In that case, once divorced, a woman will be at a disadvantage and will not even have an advantage in fighting for child custody. Love was no longer the most important part of Liberty's life. Career and family love were the most important parts of the rest of her life. Serenity said, "Well, I won't do anything. I'll simply monitor Ms. Gerard closely. I have to know her actions, lest she suddenly go to look for her and kill her by surprise. Excellent men are always liked by many people." She continued, "Many men also admire our outstanding female compatriots. Sister, you also had other suitors, but Brother Duncan strangled them in the cradle before they even started." Liberty. She had met a suitor before, and she rejected him without Duncan taking action. At that time, She did not change her mind and did not want to marry again. After having been with Duncan for so long, she was moved by his affection and persistence, so she wanted to give each other another chance. She believed Duncan would not let her down. I asked Sunny to come and answer the phone. Serenity moved the phone away from her ear and called to her nephew, Sunny, Mommy called back. Do you want to talk to Mommy on the phone? Want? Sunny responded immediately and rushed over. Serenity handed him the phone and picked him up, allowing him to sit on her lap while listening to the call. The mother and son talked on the phone for half an hour before ending the call. Serenity, are you done painting? Sunny, I've finished the painting, but I haven't added the colors yet. Serenity put her cell phone back in her trouser pocket, stood up, and said, bring it to me to see. Sunny brought his new painting and gave it to Serenity. Serenity took it and examined it. The painting was of a cat. Sunny liked small animals very much. The pet that Zachary gave her before was made chubby by Mrs. Lane but deeply loved by Sunny. Maybe it was because Sunny saw fat cats every day, but his paintings of kittens were really good. He was just a little younger. If he is a few years older and has been studying painting for a longer time, his paintings will definitely reach a higher level. He liked taking specialty classes. Sunny, this is my aunt's fat cat. Serenity's pet cats have names, but now everyone calls them fat cats. Serenity told Mrs. Lane not to feed them too much and to let them lose weight. Animals are the same as people. If they are too fat, their bodies are prone to various problems. Chapter 3158. Serenity, next time, draw my fat dog. Sunny nodded. Auntie, your dog has lost weight and is not as fat as before. The fat cat is still a little fat. Mrs. Lane controlled the pet's diet, but the fat cat would eat it secretly. Let's go for a walk and take a look at the fat dog that has lost weight. Serenity put down Sunny's paintings and took him out for a walk. Zachary's private villa was very big, and they could even hang out in the yard for a long time. Sunny came here often, and Serenity was pregnant again. Zachary also made room in the yard and turned it into a children's amusement park. It was not as large as the villa's amusement park, but it was enough for one or two children. As soon as the aunt and nephew came out of the house, the fat dog ran towards them. Sunny threw away Serenity's hand and ran towards Snowball, the fat dog. Sunny and Snowball quickly rolled into a ball. Sunny also sat on Snowball and rode Snowball like a horse. Snowball let him sit, but he did not move. He was afraid that Sunny would fall down, so he only let Sunny sit on his back. Just not walking. Serenity looked at this scene with a smile. She couldn't help but put her hands on her belly. The baby grew up healthily and would be born next year to meet them. Baby, you have to be smart and well-spoken like your brother. Don't inherit your father's cold temperament. Your father only has many topics to talk about with your mother, and he often cherishes words with others. She hoped that the child's personality would follow hers, and his appearance would follow Zachary's. Boys, only people like Zachary were masculine. In addition, Zachary was very handsome, and a child who looked like him couldn't be more ugly. At 9 o'clock in the evening, Ms. Gerard dragged her tired body home. Her whole family lived in a large villa. After her husband left, the home seemed deserted. She worked hard outside all day, and when she came home, there was no one to talk to. In the past, she always waited for her husband to come back. No matter how late it was, she would wait. She knew that her husband was busy with work and would leave early and come back late. If she didn't wait, sometimes she wouldn't be able to see her husband when she was awake for a month. Often, when her husband came back late at night, she had already gone to bed, and before she woke up in the morning, he went to work again. After she took over her husband's business, she realized the difficulty of doing business and understood the hard work that her husband had to do when he was alive. Since her son was still young, no matter how busy she was, she would always go home around 9 o'clock in the evening. The son no longer had a father. As a mother, she couldn't ignore her son and had to give him double care. The car drove into the yard, and a small figure ran out of the house. He was Ms. Girard's son. "Mom. A child of 8 or 9 years old is a bit skinny. The food at home was very good, but the child was a picky eater and didn't eat much, so he was a little thin." Ms. Girard was very distressed and anxious, worried that her son would be malnourished due to his picky eaters and would be short in stature as an adult. Her parents-in-law comforted her, saying that her husband was like this when he was a child. When he entered junior high school, he started to grow and develop, his appetite became bigger, and he was no longer picky about food. His height and weight also increased like crazy. Her late husband was 1.8 meters tall. With the comfort of his parents-in-law, Ms. Girard felt relieved. She also took her son for a checkup. The child had lost a little weight. Except for underweight, all other indicators in the physical examination were normal. Ms. Girard could feel relieved. Maybe her son would follow her husband. They were thin, small, picky eaters, and would grow wildly after entering puberty. Chapter 3159. Ms. Girard parked the car, changed out of her flat shoes, put on high heels, took her bag, and then opened the door and got out of the car. "Mom." The son hugged her and said, "Mom, I miss you so much." The mother and son only saw each other twice, in the evening and in the morning. During the day, she was busy with business and did not go home for lunch. Her parents-in-law and nannies took care of her son. The child was very sensible but also very aggrieved. He believed that his mother, who had spent little time with him and had not taken him out to play for a long time, had also disappeared after his father's death. On weekends, school was on holiday, but his mother was still busy with things. His mother had to treat clients to dinner, play golf with them, or attend various banquets. Ms. Girard felt sour and hugged back her son's little body. A 9-year-old child was as tall as other people's 7-year-old children. She always felt that she was busy with business and paid less attention to her son, which caused him to be thin. She was not like Liberty, who had a good sister who could help take care of the children. Liberty could work on her career with confidence, all because she had a good sister to support her. Not only could her natal family not be her support, but after her husband passed away and she took over his business, she wanted to divide his property. She always thought about plotting against herself and her husband's family. Obviously, her natal family was not poor, but her heart was too greedy. There were disputes among wealthy families. There were very few families that did not engage in arguments or quarrels. Among the wealthy families in Wiltspoon, the York family stood out. Old Mrs. York was good at housekeeping and raising children and grandchildren. She was in charge of selecting her daughter-in-law and grandson-in-law. The first requirement for an old lady was good character. She took a virtuous wife. The York family men did this. God also favored the men of the York family. They marry not only good wives but also attractive wives. A good daughter-in-law from one generation and good children and grandchildren from the second generation. Nowadays, all the sons of the York family are handsome. Ms. Gerard thought that, after all, she was not as good as Liberty and Serenity. If she had been able to marry into the York family, old Mrs. York might have looked down on the Gerard family's daughter. The Gerard family faced numerous disputes. Mom is back. Ms. Gerard let go of her son, then grabbed his hand and walked towards the main room. As she walked, she asked in a warm voice, "Have you finished your homework?" "I'm done. I've also completed all the homework my tutor assigned me." Ms. Gerard's son's academic performance was mediocre. She spent a lot of money to put her son in the best primary school in Wiltspoon, but her son's academic performance was mediocre, and he was under great pressure to study in school. Every time he took an exam, he always came in last. To improve her son's academic performance, Ms. Gerard spent a lot of money inviting several famous teachers to come back and give her son one-on-one tutoring. She and her husband gave birth to a son a year after they got married. When her son was 2 years old, her husband died. So, she only has one child. Her husband's family had a big business. Her parents-in-law only had one son, her husband, and she had only one son. Her son would naturally inherit her husband's family's property in the future. If the son is not strong enough, he will not be able to maintain the family business in the future. Ms. Gerard did not have time to accompany her son, but he placed great importance on his education. "Did you do everything right? Your math score is the worst. You need to spend more time on math." Chapter 3160. Ms. Gerard added, "When you go to high school, I will send you abroad. Domestic studies are too complicated." Before high school, she was reluctant to send her son abroad. Even if she doesn't have much time to spend with her son now, at least she can see him sooner or later. Moreover, the parents-in-law are reluctant to part with their grandson. If they had not had a grandson, neither of them would have been able to survive the death of their son. The grandson is the spiritual support for the two elders. "After I finished my homework, I showed it to my grandpa to check it for me. I made a mistake in one question. If it were an exam, that question would be worth 2 points. Everything else is correct. Mom, I have made progress. I will work very hard. Study hard and don't let you down." The child also understood that his mother and grandparents had too many expectations for him. His IQ was not high enough, but he was willing to learn, work hard, and put in more energy than others, so his grades gradually improved. Well, that's progress. It's a big improvement and deserves praise. "Are grandparents asleep?" Ms. Gerard asked about her parents-in-law. Her son replied, "Not yet, they are also waiting for you to come back. Ms. Gerard spent 7 years stabilizing the situation in her husband's company and had become the pillar of support for her parents-in-law. Her parents-in-law thought she was still young and advised her to find another man, but they asked her to recruit a son-in-law, saying they treated her like a daughter. They hoped Ms. Gerard could recruit a son-in-law so that if there was a mature man at home, she would not be stared at by relatives and friends. Of course, when she remarried, she had to register her property before marriage because she couldn't give her husband's family's property to him without signing an agreement. After a son-in-law came to their door, they could arrange a job for him and give him a certain amount of pocket money every month, but don't think about company shares and family property. Just let her find a companion. Ms. Gerard declined her parents-in-law's suggestion. She was also worried that others would try to take advantage of her money and treat her son badly. Her son received everything from her husband's family. She didn't allow anyone to think about her son. Moreover, after 7 years of hard work in the business world, she had met many kinds of men, and it was difficult for anyone to seduce Ms. Gerard. A good man who didn't care about her husband's family's property would not like her or be younger than her. Because there weren't many men with that kind of condition in Wiltspoon, only young masters from a few wealthy families were present. Their family conditions were good, and they had their choice of young and beautiful girls. She was a widow with a dead husband and a son, and her parents-in-law couldn't get rid of her. Those young men might respect her and think she is powerful, but they like her but won't marry her. In Wiltspoon, there were not many golden bachelors. Julian was the one Ms. Gerard liked. After hearing that Julian was ill, Ms. Gerard naturally crossed out Julian. Julian had no feelings for her, which was the primary reason. At a banquet, she only met Julian briefly from a distance. Usually, she couldn't see Julian at all. Julian was even harder to see than Zachary. Duncan was disabled, but he was undergoing rehabilitation. Ms. Gerard inquired privately and discovered that Duncan could stand up again if he continued to undergo rehabilitation. The Lewis family was a wealthy one. Duncan had built Lewis & Co. on his own and was worth tens of billions. He would not take advantage of her finances. All of her husband's family's property combined was not as large as Duncan's personal property, not to mention that Duncan could still get a share of the ancestral property. Ms. Gerard stopped talking. "Grandpa, Grandma, my mother is back." As soon as he reached the door of the house, the little guy shouted happily. End of chapters 3153 to 3160 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.